Let's discuss the concept of the smart bimbo. You see, some people haven't even thought about this yet. The idea that you could be smart, intelligent, have all your brain cells still in your mind, but yet be a bimbo. Now, some of you might be saying, but secret subject, isn't the whole point of being a bimbo being brainless, mindless, and empty? Well, some people think that to be a bimbo, all you need to do is to be obsessed with pink. You need to be happy and bubbly and giggly. Use words like and like, twirl your hair and smile at everyone. And that's all you need to do. And right now, I'm sure you can imagine the smart bimbo. Just focus on that image in your mind. What does that person look like? What do they sound like, speak like, look like? And notice that those mannerisms that they have, the phrases that they use in their everyday language, you can just kind of find yourself imitating those. You can feel yourself becoming one with the bimbo in your mind as you start to realize that you don't need to be brainless to be a bimbo. You don't need to be dumb to be a bimbo. You can still be a bimbo. You can still talk like a bimbo and be silly and giggly and bubbly, but yet your IQ can stay the same. You see, some people like the effect of dumbing down. They like the idea of their IQ being stripped away from them, but yet others might just find joy in the pink, bubbly, silly, giggly part of themselves. Like right now, like you are becoming right now as you can see yourself in the mirror. That's right, that reflection of your inner bimbo. And you can see their IQ stays the same, but yet their mannerisms start to change. They start to gently twirl their hair. So go on, gently twirl your hair if you can. Perhaps you might even want to start playing with your nails, looking down at them in your mind and noticing how pretty they are. Because you like pretty things, because pretty things are nice. Pretty things are fun. Doing things like nails and hair and makeup can be fun for you. You don't have to be dumb to enjoy those things. You don't have to be dumb to be a bimbo. You can still be a bimbo. You can still have all the mannerisms, all the speech patterns, have the language and the vocabulary of a bimbo. Saying things like, oh my god, and giggling, because it's fun to giggle, because it makes you happy to giggle, because it makes you happy to say things like, and to think of the color pink, a wave of pink washing over your mind. But this time, the wave of pink not making you dumb, just keeping you exactly as you are with your smarts, with your wits, but just turning up those little niches in your mind, turning up those little things that make you a bimbo. Things like your appearance, maybe wanting to keep it pretty and pink and sparkly, because it's such fun to be had in pretty sparkly things, don't you agree? Of course you do. Because bimbos love pretty sparkly things, and so do you. And you know that every time you think about those pretty sparkly things, when you're in a safe and comfortable position to do so, of course, you can just find yourself going back to this bimbo headspace. Because bimbo headspace is so easy to find. Bimbo headspace is so easy to move into, that's right. And even without the dumbing down, you can just find yourself moving into that bimbo headspace where everything is just silly and pink and bubbly and giggly. And it's fun to giggle. It's fun to think about all the shiny, pretty pink things in your mind and just be that bimbo. Even though your IQ is still intact perfectly, it's almost like a wave of happiness that washes over you. That's right, the bimbofication being a wave of happiness that washes over you. A sparkly pink sense of happiness, of joy, pure bliss to be a bimbo. And you can imagine that image in your mind of your ideal bimbo. Your ideal smart bimbo. That's right. And what they look like and what they sound like. As you step into that role, as you step into that position, as you find yourself stepping into that character of being that bimbo. And it's so easy to imagine yourself doing that, isn't it? And it's so easy to go into bimbo space when you feel like you want to, in a safe and comfortable place. And all you have to do to reach this place is to look at yourself or to close your eyes and imagine yourself as a bimbo. and step back into that character, step back into that role, step back into that place, as you say. I am a bimbo. That's right, as you can enter this bimbo space. A pretty, pink, shiny, happy space, where you just feel wave after wave of happiness washing over you as you smile, as you giggle, as you just imagine all the ways that you'll make people smile by being so shiny, so happy, so pink and pretty. Happy and bubbly. And it is so easy to go back into the space whenever you want to, whenever you feel the need. And of course, you and I both know that when you're ready to come back out of that space, you can just easily and effortlessly close your eyes and count to 10. Counting yourself back up out of that space. And it's so easy to do, it's so easy to think about, so easy to just allow that to happen for your mind. That's right. As you find yourself drifting in and out of bimbo space whenever you want to, whenever you need to, and whenever it is safe and comfortable to do so. And it might even be fun to show someone that you trust your bimbo space, and that's okay too. Because it's fun to play with people that you trust and people that you know subconsciously and consciously are a safe choice of person to play with, to show your bimbo space to. And you know, whenever you play with people or in that bimbo space, you can just find yourself wanting to make people happy because you're so happy and you want to share that joy, you want to share that sense of happiness, of bubbliness, as you spread that joy around. That's right. Spreading that joy however you want to and however makes you feel comfortable to do so. That's right. And of course, never losing your smarts, never losing your wits, but just finding yourself taking on that bimbo mentality, taking on that bimbo headspace, because it's so fun, because it's so freeing to just giggle, be happy, bubbly, pretty, pink and sparkly, shiny, just like a bimbo would, just like the bimbo in the back of your mind, just like you've always wanted to be, a pretty, silly, bubbly bimbo. And you can just start to imagine the sounds coming out of your mouth, the words that you might say, like, as you giggle, as you smile, as you like saying yes to people. That's right. It's so fun to say those words to people and for them to know how much of a bimbo you are. And isn't it funny that however much your IQ stays intact, because of course it will always stay intact while you're in this specific bimbo headspace. There are other bimbo headspaces where you can be dumb if you want to, but for this one, you stay smart, your wits intact. But isn't it funny the juxtaposition of you saying such silly things, such things that make people think that you might be dumb, but yet you're staying intelligent the whole time? And it's funny that kind of space where people look at you like you might be unintelligent. They might look at you like you're silly. They might shake their head at you and go, what? Because of the things coming out of your mouth are just so silly. It's almost as if you forget to think sometimes, but in fact, you're actually thinking about each and every single word that you say. And of course, your mind is always intact, but yet the words dripping from your lips are those of a bimbo. Those words of a bimbo that might not sound as intelligent as you want them to sound. But that's okay. It's so fun to pretend. It's so fun to trick people like that. Because deep down inside, you know you're intelligent. You know your IQ is still intact. You know your IQ is still completely there. But yet, people on the outside look at you like you're just silly, like you're just spouting nonsense. Because you kind of are, aren't you? As a bimbo. As the words drip from your lips, as you can imagine yourself speaking to people. Talking to people, of course, as long as you feel safe and comfortable to do so. And then you find them looking at you. Looking at you like you might be unintelligent, like you might be a little bit silly, a little bit stupid. But of course, deep down inside, you know that you're still completely intact, completely intelligent. Your mind, completely and totally as it is right now. Completely and totally your own. And you are thinking about those words. And as you think about those words, you just imagine them dripping from your mouth as you smile, as you giggle to yourself, as you know the secret, as you know how much fun it is to kind of play this game with people where you say things that make you look like a bimbo, but yet deep down inside, you know how intelligent you are and you know how smart you are. And it's so fun to try and trick people like that. It's so fun to try and play that little game with them, to toy with them a little bit, to tease them. And that's really fun for you. It's such a fun game to play. for now. Remembering all of these suggestions and feeling those feelings of being a bimbo, knowing that your inner bimbo is inside of you and all you need to do to bring it out is to close your eyes or to look at yourself and say, I am a bimbo. And as long as you feel safe and comfortable to do so, you can just stay in that space, that bimbo headspace, where you talk like a bimbo, where you walk like a bimbo, where you are a bimbo, but yet your intelligence and your IQ stays exactly the same as it's always been. That's right, exactly the same as it's always been. And isn't it fun to know that each and every time you know you need to come out from bimbo headspace, you can just count up from 10 easily and effortlessly and be back to exactly where you were prior to becoming a bimbo. And of course, in any emergency situations where you need to, you can just wake up easily and effortlessly. And that's okay. That's okay. So now in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5. When I reach the number 5, you'll be wide awake, alert, refreshed, and energized, remembering each and every single word that I said, remembering each and every single suggestion of this file, and knowing that you're going to have such a fun time being a bimbo with 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 wide awake. Have fun, bubbly bimbo.